Le district municipal de Northern Light a déclaré un désastre agricole dans tout l'ensemble de la municipalité lors de la dernière réunion ordinaire. Le climat peu favorable dans cette partie de la région a engendré ce désastre agricole. La sécheresse extrême observée a eu un mauvais impact sur les plantes. Par conséquent, le bétail a manqué de pâturage et n'a pas été bien nourri. Toutefois, les dernières pluies qui sont tombées ces derniers jours redonnent de l'espoir aux producteurs de culture. Blake Gogler, agriculteur pour la municipalité de Northern Light.
We declared a disaster because last fall, coming into spring of 2023, last fall, we were incredibly dry. We had almost no snow melt or runoff come spring. The hayland, the pasture land, didn't really get a good jump in spring, and the lack of feed for cattle, it was going to be quite bad. And then also because of the hot, dry, windy May, June, a lot of crops in the northern region got off to a poor start and started developing faster than normal, and yields were looking to be significantly lower. However, last two weeks, we got more rain. So some of the later seeded crops are starting to look a little bit better, but everything that was seeded early in the northern part of the county is going to be well under average yields.
À ce niveau, la municipalité ne peut pas encore évaluer les pertes que les producteurs ont eues. Néanmoins, quelques estimations ont été faites. Blake Gogler, agriculteur pour la municipalité de Northern Light.
Well, the crops aren't off yet, so we don't know exactly how bad the losses will be, but some areas will see about 50% of their average yields. So there's going to be a lot of 20, 25 bushel wheat out there, a lot of 15, 20 bushel canola. Hay is well under a bale an acre. A lot of guys only got a quarter bale an acre of hay. People are having to look at, you know, destocking with cattle, either sending yearlings out or call cows or...
Les producteurs restent optimistes et espèrent que les dernières pluies tombées peuvent changer la situation actuelle. Quelques jours avant, c'était bien pire qu'aujourd'hui. Blake Gogler, de nouveau.
Back before this rain, we got a week or 10 days ago, community pastures were talking about pulling cattle as early as August 15th to September 15th due to lack of feed. The situation might change here in 10 days or 2 weeks. This last rain we got the last 10 days, the area has seen rainfall anywhere from 5 inches of rain in the last 10 days. So that this might change things, might get pastures regrowing, maybe some second cut hay.
D'après le dernier pronostic qui avait été fait le 25 juillet dernier, les pluies n'étaient pas prévues ces derniers jours. Si les pluies persistent, les producteurs pourront s'attendre à une meilleure récolte.
But this rain that we got the last 2 weeks was not forecasted. So when we made the decision on the 25th, the forecast was for continued hot and dry, but as of now, hopefully this rain relieves some things and maybe gets the pastures regrowing, gets feed coming back, and maybe it boosts yields a little bit. But I feel like a lot of the damage is done already on the early seeded crops. Some of the late seeded crops might benefit.
L'objectif de la municipalité de Northern Light de faire cette déclaration est de chercher à sensibiliser les gouvernements provinciaux et fédéraux afin qu'ils viennent en aide aux élevateurs et aux producteurs de culture, quelle que soit leur production. Ghost Hunter, CEO de Northern Light.
From the municipal level, what we're seeking to accomplish by declaring an ag disaster is just to bring awareness to the other higher levels of government, so the province and the federal government. Just indicating that whatever the conditions may be, because they're different throughout the province, they're creating detrimental conditions for crops and livestock producers. So in our case this year, it was drought conditions up until last week, which was the majority of the growing seasons.
Selon le communiqué de presse rendu public, la municipalité de Northern Lights va communiquer les mises à jour provinciales dès qu'elles seront disponibles. Les producteurs agricoles locaux sont encouragés à s'adresser aux représentants de leur groupe de producteurs respectifs pour leur faire part de tout problème spécifique qu'ils pourraient rencontrer. Imelda Wafek, Northwest FM pour IGL.